This is October 14th, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
And the topic is allow.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. Excuse me. With that said, I hope that it is sinking into your consciousness. At some level, you know, that is absolutely true. So if it's true at some level, it must be true on all levels. We have in our consciousness many different strata, we'll say, or levels of consciousness. When I say that you are gods and goddesses, surely your mind says, well, this could be true, it is true. Because if we say there's only one life, the life of God, and you are some part of that life, and what else could you be? What else could you be? But we walk around with our working mind all the time, our everyday mind, and we do not allow ourselves to think from a deeper level of being. We think that we are, are our stories, we think that we are our past, we think we are our accomplishments. That's all well and good, and you are all those things. But you must remember that you are much more than that. All those things that I just mentioned are coming from your ego, and we're always feeding that ego. And that ego is telling us that you are who you are because of your job, because of the family you came from, because of the country you came from. But that is all superficial. You can do that, and you can use that type of thinking, and you can use that part of your mind that tells you this is all there is. But you have to start allowing yourself to go deeper inside of yourself, inside of your thinking, where you can start to see yourself as a god or a goddess, as a creative force, knowing that you are the cause under your own experience, that you are causing what is happening in your life. Nothing outside of you is doing that. Your mind, or your ego part of your mind, wants to tell you that it is something outside, some outside stimuli that is causing your life. And that is absolutely not true. You are causing your life with your thinking. And you can think any thought that you want to think. But we usually think thoughts that the collective consciousness is thinking. The collective consciousness is what we call race mind. And it's the walk around mind, the everyday thinking. And we just think that that's all there is to life. And there's so much more to life. And where is this so much more to life? It's inside of you. It's inside of you. So let's take a moment, just close our eyes. And you see, when we blank out that part, when we take that one sense away, that sense of seeing, we can start to move deeper inside of our own bodies, inside of our own mind, inside of this thing we call consciousness. Because we are no longer allowing our attention to be consumed with all the stuff that is in front of us, in front of this sense called seeing. And now as you do that, we use this wonderful gift called our imagination. And we start to see ourselves going deeper inside of mind, inside of consciousness, inside of your body. And you start to get an idea, my goodness, there is something else going on here. Life is not what I thought it was. Yes, there are all these situations. Yes, there are all these problems, difficulties. All that is true. And then there's the story. The story of you. But that story only pertains to all the things on the outside of life. That story tells you where you were born, who your parents were, where you went to school. It doesn't tell you where you came from. It doesn't tell you what you're connected to. So take a moment. Let your story go. And see yourself as just pure consciousness. When you have your eyes closed, you start to see just blackness. And let's call that blackness your consciousness. And if you concentrate on that blackness, you can stop that part of your mind that we call mind chatter. And you can move deeper into that blackness with a wonderful feeling of security, a wonderful feeling of being connected to something. Something much different than what is on the outside of life. And then you can start thinking from that depth within inside of you. And you can start to see things differently. It's absolutely true that we're all connected at this level. And at this level, because we're not judging by appearances, we find quietness and we find peace of mind. And we're not any longer dealing with egos. So at this depth, you can start to realize that when you're talking to somebody, you're really talking to the ego. And you can start to recognize that. And you can start to see that. And you can become aware. And it is through this awareness that you are able to break mind patterns, to break old thought patterns, so that you are no longer a puppet of your conditioning. Once you are able to step back and see what you're doing, and realize that you are not your mind, you are not your thoughts, you are not your conditioning. You are much, much, much more than that. Take a moment now and let that sink in and realize that these egos are all around us. And we can learn to coexist with these egos. without allowing ourselves to be drawn in and getting upset. Because truly, we're never upset at the person. We're upset at the ego. I will be quiet a moment while you do that. And you can come back when you're ready. By allowing yourself to see yourself differently, you can change not only you, but you can change the situations around you. But it's becoming aware of what you are doing and becoming aware that it's the ego that's doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the ego. But you have to realize, are you just becoming a puppet, or are you taking control of your life? Are you taking control of your life? I'll tell a cute story about Rhoda. She talked to me the other day and she said she was angry with somebody and she was enjoying it. She knew that she was angry. And she knew that she was enjoying it. That is the first step in becoming aware of what you're doing. You see, most people just become angry. And they have no idea why they're doing that. They have no idea that they can enjoy it for as long as they want. They can stop it any time they want to stop it. Anytime you want to stop any of those things, you can stop them. Because you are not any of that. You are not your anger. You are not your ego. You are not your mind. You are much, much more than that. So with that said, would you read this card and pass it on?
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
I am willing to allow my reality to love me.
And I am willing to allow my reality to love me. This whole idea of allowing things. You all know this. It's nothing new to you. We only have this moment. We only have the now. We only have what's in front of us. That's the only thing that we have. And when we make an enemy out of that moment, we have destroyed that moment. And this is what we do in life. We become antagonistic with the reality that's in front of us. We don't allow ourselves to look at that reality and say that is the way it is. I gave you an affirmation a long time ago. I am who I am. It is as it is, and the only time is now. The only time is this moment. So if you make an enemy out of the moment, it's a hard way to go through life. And so many people are antagonistic of the reality that's in front of them. And they try to fight the reality that's in front of them. It's a horrible way to go through 50, 60 years of life and not realize that you have only that moment. So you must love what is in front of you. You must love what is in front of you. I'm sure you've all heard this, and it's a big thing in the metaphysical movement. What you resist persists. So if you're antagonistic in the present moment, it stays. It doesn't. You'll just take it to the next moment and the next moment. So when you become aware that you're doing that, then you can start to change that. Years ago, Wayne Dyer had some audio tapes out, and I don't remember what book it came from, but it was the whole idea of getting stuck in the traffic, and the man would get stuck in the traffic and yell and scream and carry on and whatever. Go home and, you know, have a few drinks, beat up his wife and whatever else goes on with that. And blame it always on the traffic. Mm-hmm. The traffic caused me to do this. Traffic doesn't cause you to do anything. And yes, you may be in a traffic jam. But that's the reality that you're in at the present moment. Now, what is going to be your reaction to that? What is going to be your reaction to that? I tell people this when they come. Well, I don't have many people coming at the present moment, but especially for relationships and marriage and so forth. And the question I always tell them to ask, if you're going out on a date, male, female, whatever it is, the question that you ask the person that you're interested in is, do you know that you are responsible for your actions? And they usually will say, oh yeah, I'm responsible for my actions. The next question you ask them is, do you know that you're responsible for your reactions? Well, I certainly am not. He caused me to do that. The traffic caused me to do that. I'm not responsible for that. I'm not just that man. Get rid of that person. Why do you get rid of that person? Because they'll start to blame it on you. See, once somebody finds something to blame, if it's the traffic, they're going to blame it on you. It's never going to take the responsibility for their reaction. And that is what this whole idea of metaphysics is. It's a choice that you're constantly making. How do I want to react to life? How do I want to react to what's in front of me? Can I allow what's in front of me to be there? And I can still have peace of mind with it. Or do I want to fight and become antagonistic with the now? And the now is all that we have, people. And it's very important to know that. And I don't know how many people here have read Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And that's nothing new to anyone, that we only have the now. That's all we have is this now. But we act like it. We have something different. We have the future. We have the past. Future and the past do not exist. They are mind constructs. No one has ever gone back to the past, and no one has ever gone to the future. The only way you can do that is through your mind, and that makes it a mind construct. But the only thing that you have is the now. See, So there isn't a past. There's only the now. That's all there is the now. But your mind likes to tell you, oh no, there was a past. I was a child. I was this, that, and the other thing. But the whole time those things were happening to you, the only thing that ever existed was the now. Nothing exists but the now. But because it comes in a series, we think that those things actually are real. And they're not. You can't be anybody. You can't be anywhere but in the present moment. You can't be anywhere but right here or right now. So when you were a little child, you were right here, right now. There is nothing but the now. But your mind likes to tell you that there's a past and that there's a future. And we do that, and the world does that to us, because we count days. 7 days in a week, 4 weeks to a month, 12 months in a year. So, excuse me, we say time is passing. Time is not passing. We are passing through time. Now, the next question that will come up in somebody's mind is, yes, but I'm no longer a child, and I don't look the same, and I'm growing old. We grow old because we imitate other people. All life is imitation. We look around, we see other people growing old, and we say, oh, that's what happens. We have to do that. But there's only the now. So why do we have to do that? See, life is not difficult at all. Because you only have one thing to worry about. This moment. This moment. As soon as you allow yourself to worry about the future, you're worrying about something that's a fantasy. It does not exist, and it will never exist. But your mind tells you, oh, I can't do that now, but I can in the future. I have to do this, I have to save money, I have to get a job, I have to, because of the future. I'm so concerned about the future. While you're so concerned about the future, you have just left the only moment you have go by. And you've just left the power go by. Because it's only in the moment, the power. Not the past, not the future, only now. Only now. No past, no future. Only the now. And you have to allow yourself to like what's in front of you, to love what's in front of you. Because that's all there is. There's nothing any more than that. So you have to make that choice. And you say, but I don't want that. It's too ugly. It's too this, that, and the other thing. Try not being antagonistic with it. And you will see that that moment will become the peace that you are looking for. So you can't find peace anywhere but in this moment. But if you're antagonistic with the moment, how are you going to find peace? You see? And we all want peace, and we all say that. But then we get all upset about something. And then peace goes right out the window. Goes right out the window. So allow yourself to become familiar with the now. And allow yourself to be different than the people around you who are worried about the future all the time. There is no future, people. It's an illusion. Give it up. Know that you're being taken care of in this moment. And if this moment, and this is the only moment, and this is the now, then you have to be taken care of through eternity. Through eternity. now. Commercial break.
Godspeed.
Now let's look at this now that we talk about all the time. So I said it's nothing new to anybody. And you absolutely, if I say to you, oh, you only have the now, you say, oh, that's right, I only have the now. Then we go off and do other things. But I want you to realize this. You are the now. You are the now. There's nothing else that you can be. It's not outside of you. You are the now. The same way that you are God. So once you realize that you are the now, and you become aware of that, then you can start to watch the movements of your mind and see what it's doing to you, where it is trying to take you. It always boils down, and I say this all the time, you have to know that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. Your mind is yours to use. It always sounds very simple. And we all sit and nod and agree and so forth with it. But you have to allow yourself not only to believe that, but to start acting as if that were so. Otherwise, you become conditioned. And most of us, that's all we are, by the way. We're puppets of conditioning. We've been told this, that, and the other thing, and we believe that. It's time to use your own mind, your own thinking, and decide for yourself. Decide for yourself how you want to think about something. And how you want your life to be. Not how somebody else has told you it should be. Not how an authority figure or anything else in your life. Just you. Just you. The greatest question you can ask yourself, and the only question you should ever ask yourself is, what do I want? What do I want? Not what does Andy want? Not what does Rose want? But what do I want? Very difficult one to do. Because our mind says, oh, we must consider everybody else's feelings. We must consider everybody else before we do it. And what happens usually when we do that? It's not what we want. And we don't get what we want. So I make a suggestion. Use that for everything. Say, what do I want in this situation? What do I want from this relationship? What do I want from my job? What do I want from anything? What do I want? And see if your life doesn't change. Because we are not taught to ask what we want. We are taught to ask what others want. And we are taught, what does the world want from us? The world wants nothing from you. And the world needs nothing from you. Greatest question, what do I want? You will find when you can answer that, your life again will change. And it's one of those questions that no one ever told us. No one ever told us. Years ago when I was in therapy, a therapist said to me, well, you were entitled to that, Dallas. Never heard that word before. I never knew I was entitled to anything. And I'm not so sure that I like that word, but at the time, it cleared a lot of things up. Because I always thought it was somebody else, you're saying. My whole philosophy was make other people happy, Dallas. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Please make other people happy. Do things for others and you will feel better. The more I did for others, the more I hated them. And then I didn't like myself. You know? You cannot neglect yourself. You cannot neglect yourself. The whole idea is to learn to love yourself and give yourself, allow yourself to have what you want. And you do that by asking, what do I want? What do I really want? And we're not taught to ask that question. So, become aware of what's going on inside of this head of yours, inside of your thinking, and notice the conditioning and the automatic response to that conditioning. And when you're able to become a witness to your thinking, when you're able to become aware of what you're doing, you can step back from it, you can detach from that, and break that pattern. Otherwise, we might as well be trained animals. Ring a bell and we'll come running. That's conditioning. What was the man's name? Pavlova. Conditioned. And we do that all the time, and we don't know that we're doing that. We don't know that we're conditioned. But till you are able to notice that, you will just keep doing the same thing. How many people here, all their life, have gotten upset or gotten angry when one particular thing happened? And it gets so ingrained in you that you say, I always get angry at that. And you know what your response is going to be. That's not freedom. That's conditioning. That's not freedom. You are not free then to be who you are. You are allowing your conditioning to tell you how to act because it becomes automatic. A lot of things, habits are good and habits are bad. But they're all conditioned. Habits save a great deal of time. I have wonderful habits set in place in the morning. And if I skip one of the steps, then I have to stop and think, oh, did I brush my teeth? But if I keep them all in order, and I'm conditioned to do that, then I just do that. That's it. Good. But look at the conditions that you have out there when you've conditioned yourself to respond to something. I don't like when somebody does that. I always get angry. Why? You just think that that's the way it is. It's not the way it is. You're conditioned. You've made that into a habit. And now you're not free to think for yourself. You're not free to use the rest of your mind. And the whole idea is to use all your mind and to always have choice. You say, always have choice. But we watch things and we just keep doing the same thing. If somebody thinks something's sad, now we have to cry. Why? I don't suggest you break out in laughter because people will think you're a little strained. But you can make a choice and say, ah, how do I want to respond to this? How do I want to respond to this instead of just reacting? Just reacting to things. So allow yourself, give yourself permission to think differently. Give yourself permission to know that the surface life that you are leading, the story that you are telling yourself, is just one part of you, a minute part of you. But we think that story is us. And it's not us. But the mind just keeps telling us that that's who we are. We are always the same. You cannot change the intrinsic quality that you have inside of you. You cannot change the fact that you are part of this thing called God. You cannot change that part of you that you are either a god or a goddess. You always were. And that will always be there. Rather, if you're living in a tent, or if you're living in a mansion, you're the same person. The story changes. That is all. And there isn't one person here whose life story hasn't changed. You may have been in a horrible predicament at one time. You may have had no money at one time. They were just things that happened to you. But they did not change who you were. They don't change who you are. It's the outside of life just moving by. And you're telling that story and you're observing that story. So, pick a different story. Pick something else that you would like to become, what you would like to be. And don't ever think that you are stuck in any way, shape, or form with who you are. You can change it, the outside part, anytime. But you will always have that center. You will always have that seed inside of you. But you came to this planet, this plane of action with. And that's where you want to start to look. That's the thing that you want to grow inside of you. But you allow the world and this ego mind to tell you, oh no, I have to have the car, I have to have the relationship, I have to have the career, I have to have the money, I have to have this. None of those things are wrong, people. Do not hear me say that they are wrong. What I want you to hear is they are on the outside of life and they are nothing more than thought forms that you can play with. They're nothing more than thought forms that you can play with. Life is a game. Life is a game. And you can change those thought forms by changing the way you're looking at them and the way you're perceiving them and the way you're thinking about them. That is the most marvelous thing, the greatest discovery that man has made. That you can change your mind. By changing your mind, you can change the reality around you. This was not known a generation ago, maybe two generations ago. And it's still not known in many areas. There was no way my parents thought that their thoughts ever had anything to do with anything. They just went thinking and blaming and all the stuff. All the stuff. See, I was very blessed to have picked that family. happens. I've got to learn a great deal. I got to learn a great deal. I'm not putting my parents down. I happen to love my parents. I happen to respect my parents, and I certainly honor my parents. Nothing bad to say about them. But my observation, they never knew that their mind was doing anything. They never knew that. There was always something outside causing everything. Always. When I grew up, my mother and father would always say, any car we get is a lemon. Guess what? Every car they got was a lemon. I was a child, I connected that. They never connected that. That it may have something to do with their thinking. May have something to do with their attitude. They could not connect that. So we're very blessed now that we realize that this mind has some type of power to it. It has some type of power to it. And exactly how that works, we know a little bit of and we don't know a little bit of. We know certainly things that if you want some reality to come into your life, and it's not outrageous, you see. When I say not outrageous, we'll use Andy for an example. Maybe he wants to be a marathon runner in the Olympics. That's very unrealistic. Could happen. Does he want it to happen? He has to put in all the action, all the practice to do that. Always, when you want something, it takes action. And this is where many people in metaphysics drop the ball. They think through visualization they can obtain something. No, you can't. No, you can't. Don't fall for that one. You have to do visualization. But it must require an action step. Always an action step. Will not happen without that. See, Annie could sit for the next year in a room and visualize being an Olympic runner. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He'd have to take an action step. So what do we know about the mind and bringing something? We know that if we visualize, we take an action step, and we get the feeling. We get the feeling that it is already done. It will happen. It will happen. These are the things that we know about the mind. So we know the mind is very powerful. So we have to learn to train that mind so that it will give us what we want. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful instrument we have here. But no instructions on how to use it. No instructions on how to use it. So now it's time to realize that you can use that and allow yourself to use it correctly. This is not a gimmick. You know, Ernest Holmes in Science of Mind said, you must remember that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, although you can become rich doing it. But it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Because it takes action. But it works. And it's been proven that it works. I'll go so far as to say scientifically, it has been proven that your mind has power to do things. And an example that comes to my mind is working with quantum physics. If the observer in the laboratory wants a quirk to be a wave, it will be a wave. If he wants it to be a particle, it will be a particle. It's done with the mind. It's done with the mind. So there's a connection going on. I'm going to give you another one that I just now came into my mind. And I love this one. I don't know why I haven't thought of it before. Take all the laboratories in the world that are working on something. And if a scientist in Germany puts two elements together and it creates a third element that is then duplicated around the world, you don't see the significance of that? Somebody in Germany in a laboratory puts two elements together and it creates a third element. Now that third element exists and it will exist around the world. Anytime anyone does that experiment in anywhere in the world, it'll come out with that same thing. There's a mind going on. There's an intelligence going on that's running through everything. That mind and that intelligence is running through you. So you must realize that you can pull on that power. That your mind is connected to the big mind in the sky, if you wish. Or it's connected to this thing that we call God. Or it's connected to pure consciousness. And we are pure consciousness. We just get a little confused because the world likes to convince us differently. The world likes to convince us differently. Don't be convinced differently. Ask yourself, what do I really want? And then don't allow the world to grab your attention and take you someplace else. Because the world will grab you. And you will give your attention to the world. And when you give your attention to the world, you're not going to get what you want. The world cannot give it to you. It does not have that capacity to give it to you. What you are looking for, you are looking with. What you are looking for is inside of you. It's inside of you. So start to look there for everything. And have fun with all the things on the outside of life. All the thought forms, the monies, the cars, the houses, the relationships. Have fun with all that stuff. But know that it is only a thought form. And it cannot bring you happiness. And it cannot bring you peace of mind. But the world will tell you that it can. It cannot do that. It cannot do that. And we know that. How many people do you read about all the time? Tons and tons and tons of money, everything that they want, and they commit suicide. They're absolutely miserable. Because that's on the outside of life, and they're looking always on the outside of life to add something to them. You need nothing added to you, people. You are wonderful, wonderful human beings. Look inside of yourself and start to love yourself and love yourself and love yourself and see how wonderful you are. Allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself to have fun. Allow yourself to be happy. Allow yourself to have peace of mind. You have to just allow yourself to do that. I can give you permission to do that. But unless you allow yourself to do it, it won't work. It won't work. So it's an allowing. And it's in becoming aware. Becoming aware that you live in the now. The now is all there is. All there ever will be. And that you are the now. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.